ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden, alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, before the two met privately, pledged to continue U.S. support for Ukraine.
Together with the entire G7, we have Ukraine's back, and I promise we're not going anywhere.
The big headline from the G7 is the U.S. allowing Ukrainian pilots to begin training on F-16 fighter jets, but Russia now says it is taking control of the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. And President Zelensky said Bakhmut exists, quote, only in our hearts, because Russia had already destroyed the city. President also set to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as debt limit negotiations between the White House and congressional Republicans have stalled, moving the U.S. closer to a default. States in the western part of the country have issued air quality alerts as a result of the wildfires burning in western Canada. Advisories issued for parts of Colorado and Montana. This is ABC News. National Treasure won Thoroughbred Racing's Preakness Stakes. It was the eighth Preakness win for trainer Bob Baffert, but it came hours after another horse trained by Baffert had to be euthanized after he was injured in a race. The bacteria outbreak linked to contaminated eye drops has grown more deadly.
The outbreak was first revealed in March. Artificial tears under 10 different brand names but made by Global Pharma Healthcare were contaminated with antibiotic-resistant bacteria, according to the FDA. Now the CDC says four people have died from it, 14 have gone blind, and four have had their eyeballs surgically removed. Dozens more have been infected. Doctors say if you have affected eye drops made by Global Pharma Healthcare to throw them away immediately. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At least nine people were killed in El Salvador. Dozens were hurt in a stampede at a soccer game. And voters in Greece going to the polls for the first election since spending controls after the international bailout came to an end. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
ABC News.